Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad our good friend Bob Bly is back, ladies and gentlemen. Bob's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back more than 10 years. He is he's the king of the e-book. I guess that's the name I've given him. Maybe other people have called him that, but that's the way I think of him. He's the king of the e-book. And one of his books is called, and I think this actually isn't an e-book, I think it's a real book, Foolproof Marketing, 15 Winning Methods for Selling Any Product or Service in Any Economy. And he's here to talk to us about something very important. Bob Bly, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me. It's always good to be here.
Good to have you back, Bob. Hey, Bob, one of the things that we've done over the last five or so years since social media has really become, you know, part of our lives and part of our businesses, is talk about the differences between B2C, business-to-consumer social media, and business-to-business social media. And frankly, most of the time, we have all these ideas, or the experts have all these ideas about how to use social media for B2C, but not as many for B2B, not as much for our business customers. Is that changing?
Yeah, I think what social media has in part enabled, although there are other contributors, is a complete, what we call a sea change in the B2B marketing model. I got into B2B in 1979, and I thought it would never change, and it is completely different today, and a lot of that is in how and when prospects get information they need to make buying decisions. And a big contributor to that is social media.
And, you know, and folks, I really haven't done this in a while, so I'm going to take a second to do this. When Bob says he got into B2B in 79, what he means is he started focusing on business customers, the sector of the business, a sector of the marketplace, where you call on businesses. You don't call on retailers. You call on people who are more in the middle of the supply chain than the people who are the end of the supply chain. So, Bob, sometimes you and I assume everybody knows what that means, and so maybe that'll help out a little bit. Business to consumer is just what it sounds, and business to business is just what it sounds, but they're two separate sectors of the marketplace. Go ahead, Bob.
So in the old days, business to business marketing was very simple.
In the old days, you mean like 6 years ago?
No, I mean, well, probably 10 years ago, but certainly 30 years ago. What you did is you ran an ad in the trade journal covering your industry. A prospect would respond and ask you to send them a brochure. You would send it. Your salesperson would follow up. And then the pretty uneducated prospect, remember, all he or she has seen is this brochure, begins working with the salesperson who educates them and converts them to a customer. So 90% of the education job was done by the salesperson.
Right.
Now we see that by the time the salesperson gets to the prospect, probably 75% of the education job has been done by the prospect himself through media. In other words, the prospect doesn't just get a brochure and that's it. The prospect goes to your website and reads your case studies and goes on your blog and goes on your Facebook page.
They do what I call, they've self-qualified themselves and pre-qualified you.
They've self-qualified themselves, they've pre-qualified you, and they have proactively gone out and gotten the information they need to make a buying decision, most of it before your salesperson ever gets to them.
most of the time, and they've ruled you in or out before you even know they exist.
That's a good observation. Often they have ruled you in or out before you have heard of them. So therefore, you want to be involved in that ongoing education of the prospect from the minute they Google, if you're selling flange valves, from the minute they first Google flange valves, you want to be there and involved.
Right.
Yeah. So you start with something as simple as SEO, search engine optimization. When people Google flange valves, do you come up in the top five? If not, you have a problem.
And you have to, but even more than that, when someone Googles flange valves, they're more likely to Google flange valves in Fort Lee, New Jersey.
If you're
in Fort Lee, New Jersey, and that's your market, you want them to find you on top there, don't you?
Yes, you want to be optimized for, flange valves, Bergen County, yes. Local search is a very big issue. It doesn't play a role in all product categories, but it does in a lot.
Right. So where's the social media factor in this, besides what we were just talking about?
Well, a lot of times what prospects will do to find out about a company is go to your Facebook page, go to your LinkedIn page, and a way you can use it is you can go on LinkedIn and you can go on groups. For example, I said flange valves. There actually is a valve group, and you can participate in the valve group. And if there's discussions, you can contribute to the discussions by answering questions, and that way you get perceived as an expert in valves. And someone looking to buy valves is now going to reach out and say, "Hey, can we talk about this?"
But in your participation, in your Bob just said, you can participate and contribute, but you can't commercialize that participation.
Some people do, and it's very inappropriate, and they normally get slapped for it. Yeah, you're not
right.
There to sell. You're there to give information. And
right.
even a hint of selling is frowned upon.
This part of our new world, Bob, this is what I call contribute first, contract second.
That's a good expression. I like the way you phrase that.
Give us your website, Bob. We need to know how to find you and your books.
Sure. It's Bly, B as in boy, Bly.com.
So check it out, folks. Bob Bly and I will be right back. We're getting into some really, really deep stuff on social media for business to business. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.